Every day is full of challenges and opportunities. Meet each one with newfound knowledge. We're Driving In with Pastor Jeff.
If you watch the news lately or you get your news from Facebook or Twitter, then you know we're in the middle of a severe famine. You haven't heard about it? Oh, I don't mean a famine of food or bread or water. I mean a famine of morality, a famine of biblical values, even a famine of common sense. A famine like this is not new either. Listen to what Amos, the shepherd prophet who lived out in the desert, said about this type of famine. In Amos 8, he says, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread or thirst of water, but of hearing the words of the Lord." If ever prophecy from the Lord was true for our day, it's this one. Amos knew what famine meant. It meant death. Famine of bread meant starvation, and famine of water meant dying of thirst. And Amos had seen innocent children die because of famine, and whole nations brought down to nothing. He knew that no nation wants nor can it survive a famine. And I submit we're living in the midst of a famine. A famine not of our body, our bodies are doing just fine, but we're living in a famine of the soul, and our souls are drying up right before our eyes. We're lacking a starvation for God's word, and we're lacking a thirst of living water, and it's slowly killing us. It's no coincidence that Jesus referred to himself often as the living water and the bread of life. These two elements are a must in order to live. Famines are slow. A nation doesn't wake up and suddenly find themselves in a famine. It's a slow death. And our spiritual famine's been slow too. This didn't happen overnight. The bread of life and living water is right here, right now. So let's eat and drink and live in Jesus. Just a thought while you're driving in.
Driving In with Pastor Jeff is a ministry of Aaron Lake Baptist Church, where Dr. Jeff Eisenhower is the senior pastor. Join them for one of two Sunday morning worship experiences on their campus in Fayetteville. Get the details at b3church.org and join us each weekday morning as we're driving in with Pastor Jeff.